The pasuk says in Parshas Pekudei, "V'yar Moshe is kol melacha." Moshe Rabbeinu saw that all the melacha that Klal Yisrael did, v'nasu kashetziva Hashem as Moshe kenasu, that they did everything that they were supposed to do. And the pasuk concludes, "V'yvarach oisam Moshe." And the Medrash says, Rashi quotes this, "Mahi brach shabircham." What was the brach that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them? Amlahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the bracha that whatever you do should be successful. So the Ksav Sofer asks, as we began these parshiyos that speak to us about the building of the Mishkan, the pasuk says, "V'asli migdash v'shachanti b'soicham." HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed Klal Yisrael if they will build the base of the Mishkan, v'shachanti b'soicham, I will dwell there. So why do they need Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha? So the Ksav Sofer quotes a Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Chasidim HaRishonim, the earlier Chasidim, Hayshon Sha'achas U'Mespalalim, they would wait for an hour to daven, they should have nu libam l'shamayim. They should have the proper kavana. So presumably, the pshat in the Gemara is that the Chassidim Rishonim, before they began to daven, they would be careful to daven, they should be careful to be in the proper frame of mind, in the proper state of mind, as they approach their davening. So presumably, what did they do during that hour? They were quiet, they contemplated, they mediated, they meditated, and like that, they were prepared to daven. But that's not what the Gemara says, asked the Ksav Sofer. The pasuk says, Hayishon Sha'achas U'Mispalalim. They daven during that hour. Kadesh Shechavna Livin Lev Shemayim. So what are they davening now? They're waiting to daven, explains the Ksav Sofer. That when a person approaches tefillah, he has to recognize what is the purpose of his tefillah. The purpose of our tefillah is not to daven for worldly possessions, for temporary requirements. Our tefillah is supposed to be that we should be able to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us down in the world for. That we're supposed to be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in this world. That we're supposed to spend our lives being Ovdei Hashem. That's not to mean, of course, that we don't need to have health and parnasa and nachas. But everything that we're being mispalled for is only that they should be ways that we should be able to serve Hashem. We're davening that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with should be there that we should be able to daven that we should be able to have what we need to accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish in this world. And that's, he says, Pshat in a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amabeis. It says, Omri Yeshua Tesili the Kayamti Iyan Tefillah. I get credit that it was that I did Iyan Tefillah. What does Iyan Tefillah mean? Says the Ksav Sofer, Iyan Tefillah means that he davened, but before he davened, he made sure to know that he's davening for what he's supposed to daven for. And in fact, he says that that's Pshat in a Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. He says, the Gemara says, Kachoy min hagashar Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, this is the way Rabbi Kiva would daven. Kishim espalo mit tzibur, when he davened together with the tzibur, with the minion, haymakatsav oilab, he would daven quickly. Neitarcha tzibur, he didn't want to cause the people to have to wait for his long Shemon Esrei. But says the Gemara, kishayim espalo bein oilab bein atzmai, when he davened privately, misha nicha bezov zeh, we found him starting davening in one corner, umatza, but at the end of davening, we found him bezavas acheris. And the Gemara explains, the kokach lama, how did he end up from one corner to the other corner when he's supposed to be standing in one place by Shemin Esrei? Nekriyos v'shtachavoyev. Because he kept him bowing down. So the question that Ksav Sofer tries to understand is, even if you bow down, how does that get you from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room? He says what the Gemara means is that Rabbi Kiva, when he had the time to daven privately, and he wasn't concerned about the tircha de tzibura, What he did was he started davening in one corner, but the whole first part of his tefillah was just that he should be zoicha, that he should daven for what's right. And that's why he continues to say, the Gemara in Masechta Brachos tells us that it plays a mahachtel spal by sekneses. When you go to daven in a shul, you like to spal like tamlcha pesach chitzen. Don't stand by the outer door. El miskaven likonis delos mitnei delos. Go lifnim delos. Go into two doors. What's the two doors? He explains a person is supposed to keep on walking and thinking as he's davening, making sure that I know what I'm davening is for the right thing. And that's now, he says, this pshat in the Gemara that he quoted. First they would daven, that they daven for the right thing. And after they davened for the right, they were zoicha to spend the time to make sure that they had their priorities right. Then they began to daven. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a bracha. Yiratzen, Shetishra Shechina V'Masi Yadeichem. That just like when you now have built the Mishkan, and you built the Mishkan to be a Mokim Hashra Shechina, I don't need to give you a bracha that you should be successful, says Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told you, V'osuli Migdosh V'Shechanti B'Soichem. What I need to give you a bracha is that B'Masi Yadeichem, that just like the Mishkan that you built was a place for Ashras Hashchina, everything you do, Shetish Hashchina B'mas Yadeichem, everything you do should be a place for Ashras Hashchina. And in fact, Rashi, at the beginning of our parasha, quotes a dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel that build a Mishkan, and then build the Kalim. And Bezalel said, but Moshe Rabbeinu said, build the Kalim and then build the Mishkan. Amle Bezalel, so Bezalel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Minaga Olam, Lasa Techila Bayis, usually when somebody builds a home, first he builds the home, V'achkach Mesim Kalim B'toichai, and then he puts the Kalim inside. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kach Shemati V'Pi Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amle Moshe, Tzel Kela Yisa. Bezalel, you were listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bevadei kach tzivli HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kayin osa mishko t'chil v'akach osa kelim. So how do we understand the machloikis between this dialogue between Moshe and Bezalel? So I saw that Bezalel Rakov, the Rav of Gates, had explained. Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel the purpose of building the Mishkan is the kelim. So build the kelim first. But Saul said that first we have to build a home. We have to first prepare ourselves to build the kelim. We can't just build the kelim first. Everything has to be done with a goal. And therefore the proper way is first to build the bayis and then to build the kelim. We have to first prepare ourselves to be in the proper frame of mind. And after we're in the proper frame of mind, then we could do what's right. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that after we build the Mishkan, the Ratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Masi Yadeichem, take the lesson of the Mishkan and use it for all areas of your life.